Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up, baby.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Man, hope everybody's great. We go around the room. We check in with all the friends here. First, he surprisingly gave Abby a hard time about her singing performance recently. And you can also catch him at my house working out quite frequently. The Abby thing was weird, though. You were kind of rude to her.
I was being honest.
Oh, finally.
It's producer Eddie.
Finally.
I was trying to help her out. Listeners were surprised at you for that one.
Hey, let me ask you.
We were trying to set Lunchbox up, though, and you were...
You guys were. You didn't let me in on the joke.
Anyway, that's all. Go ahead.
Hey, I got a question for you guys. Do people think I'm white?
No. Nope.
Possibly. Not people that see you.
No, like on the radio, like listeners. Because I met a listener the other day, and they said, man, I'm shocked. Like, I see you, and you're Hispanic. I was like, yeah. He's like, I thought you were white the whole time.
I think if you went by Eduardo...
Yeah, I'm not doing that because there's a Raymundo.
Yeah, and he's not even Hispanic. He's
exactly.
White.
It's very confusing.
I think
confusing.
They think Ray is Hispanic.
Right.
And they think you're white.
Right.
Sometimes people they think Lunchbox is black.
A lot of times, yeah.
And sometimes they think he's like a big dude, which is also not true. But no, what would you like to say publicly?
I'm Hispanic. I'm not white. Not that there's a, I mean, you know, I'm not saying anything bad. Not saying anything bad. I'm just saying, like, I am who I am. And I think it's interesting that some people see me and they're like, wow, I'm surprised. I thought you were a white dude.
Eddie felt in the moment there he was going to get canceled by white people. It's like, not that there's anything wrong with that. Yes. I think you're good, buddy.
Okay.
Yeah. He hopes to win the lotto and leave the show one day. He also does a podcast called Sore Losers with Ray. Lunchbox, everybody.
A few weeks ago, I mean, maybe a month ago, I don't know how long ago it is, I went and did my Power Reds, donated to the Red Cross, and saved seven lives. I mean, I'm a hero.
Was that in your kindness?
No, that was before, man. Wow. That was like just out of the blue, you know, just me being awesome. Should be driving a Lambo for that alone.
Yeah.
But the Red Cross loves me because they called me yesterday, and they left me a voicemail just to tell me how wonderful I am.
Like, so, okay. So you recorded it?
No, it's just my voicemail. They left a voicemail. I didn't answer the call. I was like, man.
Oh, but you have it here with
you. Yeah, let's listen to what they have to say about
me.
Okay,
go ahead.
Hello. I'm calling on behalf of the American Red Cross Blood Services. I wanted to thank you for your recent blood donation. You should feel great knowing you're part of a life-saving community of people. Every day, approximately 12,500 blood donations are needed in the United States. Thanks again for your donation. Have a great day.
I love it. I think it's great that you gave blood. Can I ask a question here?
Go ahead.
And it's all good. Did you play that and create this fake segment just so you could talk about how you gave blood and get credit within the room?
What? I don't understand.
That's not for him. That's the generic one they send to everybody.
Yeah.
If you donate blood.
So did he go, they left this just for me, knowing it wasn't for me, so we could play it on the air and we'd all be like, blood.
They don't, is that on your phone?
I didn't give blood.
It's to anybody that donated.
Anybody that donated blood gets that message.
3 weeks later, they call you to just tell you how amazing you are.
I donated blood like 5 years ago, and I still got an email like this week from
my point is, were you bringing that in just so you'd be celebrated by us?
Yes. No, I just thought it was really cool that they called me.
Let's just celebrate
them. But I think it is great. Like,
let's just celebrate
them. I think it's great that you did it. But you could just say, hey, I gave blood, and we'd be like, oh, that's awesome. where you wouldn't have to invent a, the Red Cross called me and said,
I'm a hero.
And
they did say
personally
that. They said I'm a hero.
No, you
said
I'm a community.
I'm part of a life-saving community.
But I think you lose now. The headline is people should give blood like you did out of the goodness of your heart.
I gave my power red. It's more than just blood. I saved 7 lives instead of 3.
What is a power red?
I don't know, Amy, but they took something out and they put something back in, and I saved 7 lives.
I think it's awesome you saved lives. And we could have just been like, hey, what'd you do this weekend? In that segment, we're like, well, I went to give some blood. But instead, it's just a whole thing.
A voicemail.
Yeah, so then it turns into the segment of is... It doesn't matter.
But it's pretty cool. They called me to tell me, you're the greatest.
They did. Good job.
Thank you.
She's recently taken up golf as a new hobby, and she comes in every morning with a nice coffee. It's Amy!
So I gave Eddie a robe for his birthday. It's a Dallas Cowboys robe. I just thought it'd be comfy. He could wear it during the games, you know, when he's watching or whatever. And then he sent me a picture to say thank you, and I'm just going to show it to you and tell you if you would be like... Should Eddie be sending me this picture of him in the robe?
I see it.
Just look at his face and like how he's sitting.
Dude, you look like you're sending her a are you up text.
No.
Amy, let me see.
You up?
I wanted to show her gift.
You can't do that.
Why? You look like your knees up in the air?
And you got a weird smirk on your face.
You're seductive in your smile.
Mm-hmm.
I asked one of my kids, I'm like, hey, will you take a picture of me while I'm sitting in my room?
That's bizarre.
Is that weird?
That hat is also for me indirectly, but...
It does look like
he's holding a glass of wine.
It was wine, 5 o'clock, wine down.
Oh my gosh. You're trying to seduce Amy.
It's just weird.
I thought it was normal. Like, hey, Amy, look, I got your robe. Thank you. I really like it.
How about you just say that or send a video of you?
Like, please.
Like, hey, the robe feels great. Instead of like, hey.
Lounge out on the couch with the sun in the background.
I didn't do that face on purpose. This is just the vibe I was in.
It would make me feel better if his wife or kids were taking the photo. But if he took that on self-timer, we have a problem.
No. My oldest son did that. And he did say something about my face. He's like, Dad, why are you making that face?
Yeah. All right, Ray, go ahead.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, one time he passed out giving blood, but he's not a wimp. He's a stud. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. I want to thank our listeners because, and don't tweet this out or anything because it defeats the purpose of the bit. But
I don't tweet, dude.
I know. Eddie and I are acting like we're building the pickleball court in our yard.
Oh.
In my yard.
Dude,
our yard.
It looks
so
real.
I feel like you live there. In my yard. And so I've hired people to do it. Finally, I get people to do it. But forever, I'd said I was just going to do it myself. And then I was like, Eddie, let's just go stand and hold like a shovel and stuff and go, we're watching YouTube videos. We're building a pickleball court. There's 500 comments as of right now going, great job, guys. That looks awesome. Because it's just listeners in on the joke. Every once in a while, there'll be somebody, why are you trying to pee on our Cheerios? I heard the bit. That's a lie. Like, why?
Oh, they said that?
Yeah, just get out. But thank you all for being a part of the joke. I also have friends who are texting me for...
I just saw it.
Yeah, scroll. Eddie's in like the Bobcat. I'm hammering stuff.
How funny is,
literally walked on after a workout, which is why we're sweating so much, and just got on the equipment.
I think we overdid it with a hammer. Like why are you hammering a cinder block? After we took the picture, I was like, that one might not look real.
Doesn't matter. It's a bit.
It is a bit.
And our listeners are in on the joke. One of my friends texts me, he goes, hey, are you really building a pickleball court in the back of your house? Is that where you guys are building that? I'm really having a hard time believing you and Eddie are doing this alone.
We are, man.
It's showbiz, baby. And you can hire us. We should start to say we got new jobs later on the show when those listeners aren't in on the joke.
Oh, yeah.
And be like, we just been hired to do another pickleball court.
Man, we're going to be busy.
Wait for the updated pictures. When that thing starts to be built by a real company and we're like, look what we did. So not going to mention it anymore after this. But I just want to say thank you for being in on the joke. It's hilarious. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. For the last year, I've worked in an office with one coworker. I'm a 24-year-old woman. He's a 50-something-year-old man. We spend 8 hours a day, 5 days a week in a small office. Just the two of us. So I was a bit shocked and worried when I learned that he spent 10 years in prison for manslaughter.
Huh.
He was in a fight with a guy who later died. This was over 20 years ago, and he's never shown even a little bit of aggression in the year that I've known him, but I feel like it's irresponsible for my work to put me in such a vulnerable position. Am I wrong? Should I say something to my boss? She didn't sign it. You want to go?
I think that you're valid to feel as though you should have been informed.
But is it something that they can inform
you
of?
I don't know. I
mean, how long have they been working together in that room?
A year.
For the last year. I don't know that the HR can warn you about that. If you go to jail, it's not like you're on the registry, you know, that...
You served your time.
So it's not that. So I don't know that...
Okay, well, I don't know. I guess if he's been nice the whole time, I don't think... If this is accidental manslaughter?
But also, if it was a fight...
Sounds like you got into a fight and killed him.
Things happen in fights. Good, bad, terrible, awful.
Sure.
I don't hear got into a fight and hear this is somebody who could kill me.
Right. Same. But I guess I just didn't know what information you're supposed to be privy to.
None.
Okay, cool. I say it's okay.
After knowing that?
He seems reformed.
Hey, just don't make him mad, you know what I'm saying?
But also,
don't fight with him.
That may not even, that's not be something, or that's not a crime, I guess, that may even need to... for someone to be reformed, because if it was an accident, like people
we don't know. Again, we're assigning accident. We're assigning all of this.
Oh.
So it's also not murder. It was manslaughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, too, you can go to whomever and say, hey, I did a Google search on Chuck and it said he was in jail. What can you tell me? And they can tell you nothing. Because, again, it's not like a registry where everybody has to know. So I would say that... you're in this office with him. If you don't feel like he's been a threat, it's been awesome. Keep him professional. Keep rocking it.
Yeah.
If he was in jail that long, he's probably pretty reformed.
I understand how she's feeling. Like, it's definitely
saying her feeling is wrong.
Right. Right. But I mean, you know, people do get second chances. He served his time. And if he seems like a pretty normal dude and hasn't raised any suspicion of anything else happening, why not keep working with
him? Sounds like whoop somebody in a fight and that person just died, like she said.
Because sometimes someone can hit their head wrong.
Absolutely.
Sure.
You have the right to feel how you feel, regardless. You can ask about it. Say, I Google searched him. They can probably say nothing to you. Then you have to make your decision based on that. I think you could even say, hey, I found this out. I'm not comfortable in this situation. And they could remedy it in a way. But you can't go, hey, what do I not know about him?
Sure.
And I'm not even sure they could say, if you said, this is what I found about him, they could say anything. But you could say, this is what I found. I'm not comfortable. How can we... make this better.
Yeah.
So you're right to feel the way you feel. But I feel like, I wouldn't mess with him.
Just in case.
Be cool. Be cool.
All right. That's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Lunchbox, what's the new rule your wife made for you?
Yeah, she put a clamp down on the old following the cops.
Oh, you like to follow cops or ambulance or firefighters.
Yeah, because we were in the car the other day and we had the kids in the vehicle.
That's a good rule.
And I saw a cop. There was two cop cars, had someone pulled over, and the dude was in handcuffs, like standing by the side of the car. And so I whipped a Huey to drive by to kind of...
Why would you whip a Huey with all the kids? If you're by yourself even then, I'd be like, well, that's weird. But all the kids are in the car, and what are you going to do?
You just want to see what's going on in the world, in the community. You want to stay vigilant.
Okay.
And so we did a roll by, and then we're at home, and my wife, this is her talking about the new rule.
The next time you see somebody in handcuffs, or a cop pulled someone over, or a fire truck drive by with the lights on, like, just don't turn around and follow the action when you have the kids. Like, that's just not safe. Like, it's just unnecessary now.
Mom. The guy was in handcuffs. You don't want me to be vigilant and find out what's going on?
Just mind your own business. Don't turn around.
So you think that's a new rule? So what about if I'm by myself?
Just let the professionals handle it and you just mind your own business and keep on going.
So you're basically saying you're the no fun police?
Yeah.
I think you're not familiar with being vigilant. That vigilance isn't going and looking at somebody be arrested.
Like, the cop already got
I think
him.
He just heard, like, Batman say vigilant or something, and now he thinks it's part of, like, crime fighting. You're not being vigilant.
Keeping up to know what's going on in the neighborhood.
You're being snoopy. Is that what's called? Like, you're snooping in on, like...
You're, like, nosy. Rubbernecking on something nosy. That could also cause an accident as well.
Yeah.
Well, I make a safe U-turn.
The kids were in the car.
Or I make the block.
But what is the best case scenario of what could happen if you're going by
It just brings up conversation with the kids, like, oh, look, see, the police are here to protect you, and they'll take care of you, and they get the bad guys, and...
Maybe don't grow up to be a bad guy.
Or how about you just see them when you drive by the first time and say that, and you don't have to go back by.
What if that, because they say, oh, I didn't see that.
How about you say, trust me?
Oh, that doesn't really work. I mean, kid. I mean, I'm just saying, so she kind of put the clamp down on my one of my hobbies.
That's not really a hobby, though.
I mean, don't you guys...
I'm surprised you don't have a scanner.
No, that's too much.
Oh, you can borrow my scanner. It's awesome.
You would hear a crime and then go to it.
But don't you think like it's fun to kind of go see what's going on in the community?
I don't... Well, there's a difference in go see what's going on in the community and also driving by somebody that's been arrested so you can...
Well, I don't even know if he was arrested. He was just...
He's
maybe
in cuffs.
But maybe you're just being detained. Yeah. And then you're not... That's what I'm saying. Like, you want to find out, hey, they go into the big house, they not. Like,
are you
going to
follow this rule? Maybe just do it with your... Follow it with no kids.
That may be the...
With kids.
I mean, she was pretty, like please don't do it without the kids, because what happens if something goes wrong?
Yeah, but what
happens?
What do you do? You make up your own mind, don't you?
And you wear the pants of the family.
I do wear the pants of the family.
Sounds like Mama was telling Daddy what to do.
Yeah. That's right.
We all heard it.
Mm-hmm. And his voice was like, oh, I can't do that anymore.
I agree with her. I wouldn't chase this stuff.
With the kids in the car.
I wouldn't chase it anyway.
Would you chase it, Eddie?
On my own, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, these guys.
What? You want to know what's going on in your community.
You want to be vigilant.
That's right. No, that doesn't make sense.
I'm just going to play a song so other people don't feel the same way as you. I don't want to encourage anybody to do this. You just end up getting in the way. You could possibly get in the way.
You could, but you could also like...
do nothing except take a picture. That's it.
It's good for Insta.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Delta Airlines pilot, name's Keith, recently celebrated his retirement with a special flight to Hawaii. He spent a bunch of pay, like a year's pay, chartering a whole plane, and then took all of his friends, like 100 people, to Hawaii and flew them all there.
Oh, baller.
Interesting.
Man. Oh,
that's so cool.
The fact that you would spend a year's pay, that's pretty cool. I mean, yeah, must have some money saved up. A whole year. I have 46 years of flying. He said, and he's retiring, but he's 46. Let's say he started flying at 22. So he's about, 40, 56, 70 years old or so.
Yeah.
I feel like that's probably about the max age. Because I want somebody, if there's an emergency, to be able to be sharp and make a quick decision.
You don't think old people can make quick decisions?
I think it is shown through many studies and decades of data that the older the brain gets, the slower the reaction time. Which is why it's weird. We're about to have a president. Like, we have one now that's too old. We're going to have another one that's too old, regardless of who wins.
Yeah.
We wouldn't even want our pilot to be 80, but we're like, run the biggest business in the world, America. The fact that he saved up for a year or took that much money and took all those friends on a trip is awesome.
That's so cool.
Because it's not like he's making millions of dollars being a pilot. I don't know what pilots make.
Do they make a lot of money?
I think they make a good living.
I think it depends on
especially
where you're
that long.
What your route is. Like if you're...
Like your paper route, you get a better route.
Yeah, like if you're Dallas to Austin, it's not going to be as much as if you're,
Oh, like international
JFK
flying?
To London every day.
Oh, wow. Fancy throwing out titles.
Dang, JFK.
What?
Knowing all this about flying.
What? LaGuardia.
Yeah. Okay. Didn't seem that fancy.
LaGuardia, too. Hey, oh, hey.
Boeing.
I just said DFW.
All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff, because you doo-doo, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Lunchbox is dominating in his first ever season of Elder versus Millennial. You've shut her out so far.
That's what I do.
That's what he does. I'm going to ask Lunchbox 3 questions about her generation.
Yeah.
And her is Swifty Lauren, the youngest on our show. Let's introduce our boy Lunchbox here. Up first, he's the captain of cringe who claims all he does is win. He loves looking online at women in bikinis, and his dream is to drive a Lamborghini. It's Lunchbox. Ooh. Yes, sir. Lunchbox, are you ready?
Ready, let's go.
What T-Mobile phone did every teen desperately want in 2006? The horizontal screen, which spun open like suicide doors, made flip phones seem old-fashioned.
T-Mobile.
What T-Mobile phone did every teen desperately want in 2006? The horizontal screen, which spun open like suicide doors, made flip phones seem old-fashioned.
Oh, man, what is that called? T-Mobile. Nokia. I don't know if that's the name of
another brand. Another brand, but you know what? That's incorrect. He tried. Lauren, I don't know if you get this. Can you steal?
Is that the Sidekick?
It is.
Oh, it
wow!
I'd have never
known
that.
I always wanted one of those.
Good job, Lauren.
Lunchbox. What artist announced she was pregnant at the end of her 2011 VMAs performance by unbuttoning her jacket and rubbing her belly?
In what year?
2011. What artist announced she was pregnant at the end of her 2011 VMAs performance by unbuttoning her jacket and rubbing her belly?
2011? Oh, my gosh. Katy Perry.
Incorrect. Swiftie Lauren?
Beyonce.
Correct.
Whoa.
Who Lunchbox.
Yeah.
The 50 Shades novel trilogy was originally written as a fan fiction work of what other book series?
Twilight.
Correct. It's fan fiction. That's crazy, huh? Wow. Okay, 2-1.
Quiet, Eddie.
Squirrel finds a nut.
Swiftie Lauren. the lead.
I don't understand how Eddie cheers for someone that beat him. Like, that's weird.
I think it's just generally against you, just like you're generally against him.
I'm not generally against him. I didn't care if I cheered for the elder, but whatever.
Lunchbox's opponent, she's our youngest producer. She's getting married in May, and after being down 2 points, she hopes today's game goes her way. It's Swifty Lauren! Yay! By the way, did you see the pictures of Travis and Taylor on a romantic beach vacation?
I did.
Your thoughts?
I thought they looked great. They looked happy.
They did look happy in a swing.
Yeah, yeah.
And it only cost $18,000 a night.
That's nothing. What?
They're,
that's,
I know,
nothing.
They're rich.
Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing. That's, I wish I had that life.
That's a nickel. Mm-hmm. You should do something then, like they do. That.
Well, that's going to be tough. I can't really catch the football over the middle.
And she, or write a hit song like
or anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she pays for that, right?
I would imagine they both probably share.
They do
expenses.
Have these. I think he's probably like, I'll get dinner tonight.
Yeah,
he's,
yeah.
Like,
I'll
pay, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Whose private plane are we going to take, yours or mine?
He doesn't have a private
doesn't
plane.
Have one,
they
does
probably
he?
Share expenses. Okay. Lauren, your questions. What Billy Joel song featured over 100 different headlines from 1949 to 1989?
We Didn't Start the Fire.
Correct.
Wow.
Oh,
good.
Lunchbox looks done.
Well, I wouldn't know. I don't even know what
we
that is.
We Didn't Start the Fire. Yeah, let's have a
but you said it had headlines?
Yeah, that whole song is just them saying news headlines.
Oh, I had no idea.
Okay.
Never knew that.
What famous reggae singer, Lauren, passed away in 1981?
Bob Marley.
Correct.
Peace.
And finally,
how was that movie, Eddie?
Did you ever go?
No, we never went.
Big fan. Big fan.
Got him. Hey, you might lose the game, but you got that.
Exactly. That's what we came here for.
Who sang the 1983 song "Girls Just Want to Have Fun"?
Pat Benatar.
Oh, close.
No.
Sorry.
Lunchbox.
No.
That's Cyndi Lauper.
Correct.
Doesn't matter.
I still won.
Cyndi Lauper.
Correct. You got it. Nice job. Swifty Lauren's our winner. She got her first point on the board. Nice job. Somebody won the Mega Millions. It was the $1.13 billion.
So stupid.
Pretty cool. Imagine that. Your life changes like that. You get the $860 million or so if you choose lump sum. You get it.
Oh, I'd lump sum that sucker so bad.
You'd lump sum it hard.
I'd lump it all over.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Easy, man.
That's from NorthJersey.com. Congratulations to whomever that is. That's a lot. It's not. I can't even imagine how much it actually is. It's one of those things where like, that's crazy, but I really can't imagine. Like, I can't visualize and feel what it would feel like.
No, not that much.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, feel good, but I can't.
You can't visualize that?
I mean, kids. I mean, it's
the reality of it doesn't feel like I can like be there with it.
Oh, I can close my eyes right now and picture it.
No, I can picture it, but I think you're missing.
I don't think you can understand 800. I mean, that is so much.
It would be like understanding being 14 feet tall. Like, I can go, oh, that would be tough. But I can't really.
Right.
Like, so there's another story. Oh. Would you rather have a 100% chance of winning $1 million. Like, absolutely, here's a $1 million. There's no way you can lose it. Or a 75% chance of winning $1 billion.
75% chance of winning $1 billion.
So he answers quickly. I like
not
that.
Not even easy.
Not even easy.
Not even hard.
It was 1 million versus
1 billion.
Oh, billion.
So it's either a 3 million or a 75% chance of 1 billion. Go.
I'm going to take the free million.
I'm taking the free million, too.
You guys are idiots.
No.
You're idiots.
Eddie? 100% give me the million. I need it right now.
Yeah,
give
I mean, if you were to lose that. So
what are you talking about?
You know what would happen to you, Lunchbox? We all get our million, and you would not get your billion.
Odds are he's going to get it.
But 75% chance,
I have
Eddie.
Four squares here. Let's just see what Lunchbox would have got.
Exactly.
Because he might win the billion. I don't have a billion, but it's just a game. We can all do it. Check mark one, check mark two. Check mark three, you want a billion. X,
okay.
You lose it all.
Got it.
Okay. All right. I'll do it over here. I'm going to mix them up. And so, Lunchbox, it's going to be across 1, 2, 3, 4. And I want you to, don't look at the pages, please.
Well, I can't even see them.
But I'm going to set them up ahead of time. So, I can't change them. So, if you get a check mark,
yep.
You get $1 billion.
Boom.
I've already accepted my million. Thank you for me playing. I got $1 million.
We're millionaires.
Pretty cool. Lunchbox, you get to pick a number 1 through 4.
Yeah.
And if you pick the number with a check mark, you get $1 billion. Go.
Yeah, give me one. $1 billion.
Now, Mike, number one. I'm not touching it. Will you come touch it?
Huh?
Give me $1 billion.
What?
Hey, I'm not, easy, I'm not, Mike. 1, 2, 3, 4. Lift up which one. Do you want to stand up so you can see what? Cause nobody's messing with it. I don't want you to think messing
Come
with
on.
It. Go. Number one.
I can't see it.
Ready? Number one, go. It's the X. You just lost $1 billion.
You dummy. You dummy.
You just Dang. Lost it. We're all over here with our million, and yep. he's like, can I have some?
You idiot.
Yeah,
I have a 75% chance.
What now?
Oh, well.
Yeah,
oh, well. It wouldn't be See a well. Ya. You often say if you lost, you'd kill yourself.
But a million is not is not off myself. Level.
No, but a billion.
It was a billion, dude.
You just lost a billion. Hilarious.
No. I lost a billion, but I'm saying what you're saying is if I missed out because I played the same numbers every single time and then those numbers hit and I didn't and I lost out, that's win. Losing a million is not ended.
You would be so mad. We just won a million. He got nothing.
That's okay. All right.
Amy.
Yes.
Same game, although you've chosen the million. What number will you pick? Go ahead.
4.
Number 4. You won $1 billion.
Yay!
Wow. Well, yeah, Shorty knows where the one is.
What?
No, he mixed Shorty them up.
Mixed them up.
It's not that dumb.
You've already lost your billion, bud.
Yeah, hey, I should have gone to my soccer jersey.
You kicked out the Millionaire's Club.
Hey, let me play.
Yeah.
Okay. I want a billion.
You can't win the billion?
You can't win a billion.
Eddie,
you
go ahead.
You take a million because you're a sister.
Give me.
What number do you choose?
Number 3. It's just a game, guys.
Number 3?
Come
you're
on!
You're a billionaire.
Hey!
That just shows you my luck.
Right. No, it's your karma.
But it's not real money, but yeah.
Okay, it just shows you my luck, dude. Like, I should have just gotten my soccer jersey.
Okay, here we go.
What's that?
Number 2.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
High school, man.
Oh, you may go number 2 now, but okay. Lunchbox, just for another billion, go ahead.
Number 1! 1 billion!
Amy, do you want to grab it?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, he lost it again.
I don't know. I can't see for sure. Which one again?
One
right here is the one. Under the
one,
yeah, that's one. It's one the bit. X again.
So you did just leave it there.
No, I'm shifting them up every time because I can't see what's under them.
No
dude, there is validity to this karma thing.
Wow.
I promise you, that was not rigged.
I swear.
Dude, you gotta change your ways,
luck.
Man.
I have bad luck.
It's not bad luck.
He lost a billion twice.
Dang, man.
We got it.
There's only a 1 in 8 shot.
No, you didn't get a billion. You only got a million.
Yeah, we got free money,
but I
though.
Drew it for fun.
Yeah, but that doesn't count. Amy's for fun. But we got a million.
We got millions of dollars.
And you know
no,
what?
You have 1 million.
Hey, I didn't want to say it until it was over, but that was all for real money.
Yeah!
Bring in the million!
Oh, man.
Give me the money!
I mean, you guys are idiots That'd if you wouldn't crazy. Take the shot at a billion.
No, we just showed you.
You just lost twice!
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
That's great.
We did a draft on the best childhood movies. In second place was Lunchbox. The Sandlot, Back to the Future, and E.T. The person who finished first dominated by like over 10% from the second.
Oh, person. So I wasn't even close.
In fourth place, because there's 5, is me, The Lion King, Mrs. Doubtfire, Beetlejuice.
That's fourth place?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Third was Amy, Home Alone, Mighty Ducks, Aladdin. I just, because fifth place gets kicked out.
Yeah.
And first place gets the belt. So I'll give you the 2. Raymundo had Space Jam, Goonies, Cool Runnings, versus Morgan, Toy Story, The Parent Trap, Princess Diaries.
Oh, it's easy.
It's what? Easy, Morgan.
Yeah, Ray lost.
Morgan.
Ray, you've been eliminated. You will not come back for the next round.
Yeah!
Morgan gets the belt. She gets to put the championship belt back on her desk. Come on over, Morgan. You can get it.
Keeps going back and forth between you and Morgan.
That's how we like it. Morgan gets the belt back. Eddie, you're back in next round.
Yeah! What are we doing next time?
Who knows? We never know until like the day before. But Toy Story, The Parent Trap, and Princess Diaries with 33%. Morgan is our new draft champion.
90s babies, man. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So the New York Post had an article about sunshine guilt. And it's something that's trending right now, and it's when the weather is really nice, but you'd rather stay inside, and then you feel guilty about it.
Oh, that's me. I just don't have guilt about it. I just like, how about that? Looks pretty out there.
And you feel perfectly fine inside?
Yeah.
How it started to get really popular was this woman on TikTok started going viral when she was having this perfectly okay day indoors. She was totally fine with it until the sunshine gave her guilt and it ruined everything.
Just go outside then, right?
No, because she wants
or
to stay
don't.
Inside.
I'm good not going outside. The only time I regret not going outside is when I look at myself in the mirror.
What do you mean?
What?
You can basically see through me.
Oh, because you're white?
Yeah, it's like a full-time white. X-ray. Yeah. I just walk in and you're like, I can see his bones and organs and everything. All right, what else?
A plane expert or an aviation expert was talking about how if you're wearing leggings on a flight, you're increasing your risk if the plane were to catch on fire because leggings have flammable materials and then
they're really begging for clicks on TikTok, huh?
Right? Because like a flannel shirt too, you're gone.
Well, first of all, the plane's got to crash.
That's true.
Right.
Or fire on the plane.
Second of all, it's got to like catch your, it's got to, the fire's got to touch your legging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if the if you're crashing and the plane's on fire, it doesn't matter if you're wearing leggings or not. You're going to burn.
It's
guys,
over.
If you have, yeah, if you have jeans on, you're probably in a better position. Nah. Like,
you're not in a good position anyway. Not.
Well,
so,
fine.
First thing I'm doing, I see this. First thing I'm doing, I get butt naked as soon as the plane crashes. I'm out of here, man. I'm not lifting the risk at all.
Okay. Maybe flame retardant.
And then they're like, Bobby, that's just turbulence. And I'm the guy that gets taped down to the seat.
My ex-husband used to always tell me when I would take my shoes off when we were flying, he's like, I'd put my shoes on if I were you. He's like, I would never take my shoes off while we're on a plane. Because like, if an emergency happens, like you're the one that's going to have trouble getting places, and I'm going to still have my shoes on. It's going to be
adrenaline,
easier.
Adrenaline, though, if that's happening, would probably get you through. However, I have very sensitive feet, so the plane crashes, and I'm like, ow, 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 pebble, ow, pebble.
Parker McCollum is set to be a first-time dad this August, and so Luke Combs said to him, hey, it's going to be really hard to not write dad songs after you become a dad. And Parker was like, yeah, no, I'm never going to be dad song guy. And then Luke said, hey, call me 6 months after your kid is born and tell me how many you've written. Because Luke has been inspired by his kids.
Yeah. I'm assuming you don't even know until you know. Like what that feeling is and why that feeling is. And if you're creating art based on life experiences, that's a whole lot of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good luck to them all is what I say. All right, what else?
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this woman, she goes by the nickname Cher.
Okay. C-H-E-R, like the singer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she told the Maryland lottery officials that she purchased a ticket on March 4th, a Powerball drawing. Mm-hmm. But she has this little pocket in her purse that's dedicated to her lottery tickets. And she fills up that little pocket. She doesn't check to see if she's won anything until that little pocket gets full.
So multiple lotteries can happen.
This is how, this is her system. Yeah. On the day that she can no longer stuff anymore in there, she decides, okay, I'm going to go check my tickets. And she won $50,007.
$50,007. Why'd you feel the need to say the seven?
It's okay.
You just gotta
Because on one line she won $50,000, mm-hmm. and then on the other line she won $7.
Oh, they're throwing the seven in there?
Yeah.
I just thought it was weird for Amy to throw in the seven herself. That's awesome. I can't. People that win money. Like I had a scratch off today. I finally scratched my Florida scratch off, and I lost both. And I'm used to losing the old scratchers. I don't know what that feeling would be to win $50,000.
This would be amazing.
Really good. What about 50,007?
Or that's a whole different level. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah. Good one. That's a good one, Amy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's comedic timing right there. You guys, she nailed it.
Okay, thanks, guys. Yeah. Cher said that she plans to use her money to pay off medical debt and make some household repairs. So that's awesome.
And probably throw a few bucks in tribute to Sonny.
But then I think Lunchbox, like her attitude about it is like, I bought the lottery ticket, I'm just stick it in my pocket. Like, it's not like she's, I have to go check this right now because she's desperate. She's just more like, I'll check it when I check it.
He needs to go to church.
Yeah, I've been trying to find the right one.
No, just go, hear the message, let that inspire you, then go get a lottery ticket.
Okay.
You have to find the right one. Like, what are you looking for? A denomination?
Yeah, you don't want to disrespect them.
You're just saying words at this point.
You want to be
going? I think going to church to win the lottery is a bit disrespectful, but
I don't know. That you go to church to better yourself, right? You go to ask for forgiveness.
That's therapy. Okay. Well, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. That can be fair.
Yeah.
All right. Let us know, Amy. Good story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials, you know, do I have like four tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies, you know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Kind is calling all flavor chasers. Hey, it's Amy, and Kind has 6 new flavors for whatever you crave. Is it something sweet? Well, try new seeds, fruit, and nuts bars. With flavors like dark chocolate raspberry pumpkin seed, the number one ingredient is seeds. And for something savory, Kind has you covered. Try their roasted nuts and jalapeno bars or rosemary nuts and sea salt bars. They're gluten-free with 5 to 6 grams of protein in every one. The number one ingredient is always seeds or nuts. It's the bar for people who love real food. Try all the new flavors. Shop on Amazon today.